bludgeoned to death this election. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
Well, as one definition of politics is the art of taking money from the rich and votes from the poor under the pretense of protecting one from another.
There you go. Can't top that. In fact, let's hit a break, our top of the hour break. Come back with the final hour of news and views from 9 till noon here on a Tuesday morning. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. Isaias leaving behind death and destruction after making landfall as a hurricane in North Carolina last night. This morning in Windsor, North Carolina.
They say the wreckage is just so bad that they can't let anyone near it. We know that crews are there now searching for the missing and trying to secure the valuables that are littering the ground there, including generators and handguns. The sheriff here has confirmed at least one fatality and at least three people missing and at least 10 homes completely destroyed.
Fox's Rick Leventhal, the tropical storm now heading north. The top Democrat in the Senate says a new round of coronavirus relief talks is moving in the right direction. The president had suggested he'd take action if the two sides couldn't find common ground.
President Trump confirmed that he is considering taking executive action to stop payroll tax collection and evictions.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week's weather, much different than last week when we had so many showers and storms around. This week, we're going to be dry many days and hot. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-90s, heat index easily above 100, lots of sunshine, rain chances about 10% at best both days, lows at night in the low 70s. Thursday looks like a dry day, high temperature closer to the middle 90s. In fact, middle 90s on Thursday and Friday. Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours, but the rain chances are really small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. An ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A property tax increase that would benefit Montgomery Public Schools will be on the ballot in November. Officials say the measure would generate an additional $33 million per year for Montgomery Public Schools if approved. Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate says test results of the seeds being mailed to Alabama residents from China show nothing that would be dangerous if planted. So far, residents from at least eight other states have reported receiving unsolicited packages of seeds. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 21,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 2 weeks. That brings the total to more than 89,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And let's talk about that beautiful river. If you hadn't ever been down here and experienced it, it really is a pretty river. The water's so clear right now, you can, in the shallow parts, you can see the fish, you can see the turtles in it. It's just a pretty space. We got some pontoon boats you can rent and ride up and down the river, bring your friends or family, check out what's going on down here. We'll also cook you up some fresh seafood, man. Get some fresh crab claws in from Biola Bachelors, some shrimp from down there, getting like fresh fish from Destin over here, and getting you some good food, y'all. We also got a killer ribeye steak we cook up. That's hard to believe at an oyster bar, but we sell a bunch of ribeyes. Come down and check it out if you think I'm kidding you. You'll know when you leave. But let's talk about also the RV park. We got a place you can bring your campground down here and bring your camper with you, and we'll get you fixed up. Have a good time on the river. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com and our Facebook page. Y'all get down here soon. We've been missing you.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing, Louie?
What a great song to sing drunk. It really is one of those songs. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We're lining up some calls here, Jack.
Let me say one thing more about the county board of education wanting a millage increase. If you're a renter and you say, well, it doesn't affect me, it damn sure does. Because if I own a rental house and you're going to raise my taxes, then I'm going to raise your rent.
Yes, I am.
So just remember that when you go to vote in November. And they want it on the ballot because they know that a lot of people are going to turn out in this election.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, the demographics in Montgomery, there are a lot more Democrats than there are Republicans. And the Democrats are probably going to turn out and vote for the tax. But just you think about it, Democrat renter and Republican renter. Before you vote yes, you think about your monthly rent going up.
Well,
and anyway.
Eddie, I mean, you're a landlord on a few places. And by the way, Eddie Bader is joining us this last hour.
I appreciate that. Let me know I was number one, Jack, when I got here. Thanks.
272-9228. No, hi, Bugsy.
Somebody's here.
But with that landlord deal, as a landlord, I'm going to increase my rent, but I'm also going to take that opportunity to say not only, you know, usually you increase your rent biannually anyway, by a couple dollars.
Right.
So now I can say I've got to do it because of the taxes, and it's the opportunity. I'll go ahead and increase it now to get more instead of having that fight 6 months down the road.
Well, and it looks like what they want to do is take what the millage increase would raise is about $30 million, and they want to leverage that to get a $250 million bond to cover all school repairs. And they also have ideas for hiring security officers and monitors for all schools, hire AP and career tech teachers, hire art and music teachers, hire foreign language teachers for middle schools, provide incentives for those hired to hard-to-staff positions, hire more career tech teachers at Impact, more English language teachers, more counselors, more bus drivers, more nurses, more social and emotional and trauma-informed support staff. So that's the big list of all the stuff, but they want to leverage this increase to do a big bond.
So they want to borrow money to borrow more money to blow. No guarantees.
Well, until they can prove they're not thieves, I think we all need to unite and vote against this millage increase. I mean, we want to see some outcomes. You just can't ask for more money when it's been proven by an audit that you're a bunch of crooks and that none of these people have suffered the consequences of being crooked-ass thieves.
Are they even out of intervention yet? Officially?
I think so.
Okay.
But my thing on that, too, Jack, is if we're going to give them more money, then every year I want an accounting of the money. I want an audit.
I want the auditor to do another spot audit of a fiscal year that might be in question before November so we'll know what the hell's going on.
But who orders those audits, Jack?
I think he just, listen, Robert, who calls our show, is a friend of this guy and said he's a jam-up, really honest guy.
The new financial
I think he did it on his own.
Right.
And anyway, I applaud him. I think that's wonderful.
Well, here, let's go to some of the phone calls that have lined up here. Let's go to line three and talk to Leonard. Hey, Leonard. Leonard,
what's up?
Not much. I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I appreciate being able to listen to you guys today, man. I've been working on third shift since we all got back to work and all that stuff, and so today I was able to listen to y'all talk, and I just wanted to call in and tell you guys how great of a job you do, and I was hoping to talk to Kim and tell her how great of a job she does. I haven't used Eddie yet for getting me a new house or anything yet, but I mean, it's coming around the corner.
That day will come.
Yeah, you feel free now. Feel free.
But that was the only reason why I was calling in, and then you guys got really super serial again about the education stuff, and I was like, I don't know if I want to talk, man.
Let me just tell you, you qualify for my I'm Mad to Jack bumper sticker free of charge. I've ordered them, and they're being printed as we speak, and I should have them probably by the end of next week.
Excellent, Jack.
Well, and Leonard, before you go, did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he dressed up like a girl bunny?
Honestly, I don't think so, but I mean...
Hey, come on now.
Hey, look, I have a wife and all that stuff, so I know it didn't affect me in any way. So, I mean, I'm thinking I'm pretty good and all that stuff.
No, I didn't either. I was just asking.
Hey.
How old are you, Leonard?
I'm in the ripe old age of 38.
That's great. Well, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. And keep listening.
Thanks, Leonard.
Thank you guys for all you guys do, and just keep up the great work, guys.
Bye. Take care, Leonard.
Thanks.
272-9228. We have a regular caller here, Jack.
You know what I'm mad about, too, Eddie?
What's that?
That Kay Ivey got her hands on that $1.8 billion, mm-hmm. and there was not that I trust the legislature, but I don't think the governor ought to be unilaterally deciding, easy for me to say, unilaterally deciding where that money went.
Is that some sort of
infection? I mean, there is an appropriation process in this state where the citizens get to at least weigh in at committee hearings. And we didn't have that opportunity because of Eva Peron down there at the Capitol deciding where the money's going. I think that's wrong.
Well, Jack, I got another idea about, you got your bumper stickers. You know, in today's world, we have to wear these stupid masks. You ought to get that printed on some masks. Make some money, baby. I'm mad as hell.
I'm not charging for these. I'm paying for them out of my pocket, and I'm giving to any listener who wants one.
Mad to Jack bumper sticker.
I think you're going to see them all over town more than you really expect.
272-9228. Let's go to... Yeah, he's next. Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Are you mad, too?
Oh, Jim stays mad.
But, I moved here in January 1st of 1984, and the next day I started listening to talk radio up here, and they were talking about the schools, and it's never stopped.
You're right.
It's been a problem ever since I moved here, and Jack, it's never gotten any better.
It's gotten worse, in fact.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I'm glad we have people like Lisa Keith
who are on the board. She's there for the right reason, and she's doing a bang-up job, but she's a lone wolf. When you got Claire Wheel and Jana Bailey, who were recruited by Todd and his lieutenants to run for the school board because we needed to make a change. Hell, they bought into all this crap down there, and they're no better than the last board.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I got something on another subject here. What happened to the rioting in Oregon? It just disappeared off the networks. What happened?
Because their crowds are dwindling.
Yep, and they're still fighting.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't seen nothing this whole weekend. There was nothing.
You can find some of it on Twitter, but I doubt your tweet, do you?
It kind of vanished like a you-know-what in the wind. But anyways, it was funny. It's gone. But one other thing here, CNN does it more than anybody. They run that little thing up on the screen. Total deaths, total cases, total deaths. That's it. And that's from the very beginning, all the way back to, I guess, first of the year, whatever. But that is so misleading. you know, I mean, and people sit there and look at that, and it gets getting bigger and bigger, and they're going, my gosh, look. But of those total cases, how many of them are people are already over it?
A lot.
How many people got it and never got sick?
Right.
How many people died that had about 15 other problems with their bodies? You know what I'm saying? How many people, let's put the total death of people who were in perfect health and got that, and that's all they had, and they died. Let's show that number. It would be about two-thirds smaller than the number that's on the screen right now. So, I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing. People sit there and watch that. You know, so many millions of cases. Well, probably 70% of those people are already back at home and doing, you know, back to work or whatever. I mean, God, do we... And then CNN runs a little ad right after that. They got a little thing that comes up that says, facts first. what a joke.
Boy, what a damn joke.
You don't get the facts from Fox, believe me.
Oh, the irony of it. Jim, you know, you need to, I've told my dad this, you need to shut off the news occasionally.
I don't watch it that much as I used to. Seriously, I like to flip it on to see what kind of humor I can.
No, because in all seriousness, I worry about your mental health. If you, especially, like, my dad was falling asleep to Fox News. Like, Dad, you got to stop doing that.
No. I spend more, most of the time when I'm watching TV, it's me TV and, you know, those channels they're watching the old. I just got through watching some Gunsmoke. You know, there's more truth on Gunsmoke than on CNN. But, you know, it's just, this thing is just totally ridiculous. I saw a little funny on the thing. You know, Milwaukee was thought things are going to have a problem with police protecting, you know, for the DNC. Mm-hmm. Well, just hold it in Joe's basement and hire a couple bouncers. You know, that's all you need.
Yeah,
you don't need all this
great
crap. That's it. You know? That guy, still, I tell you what, I saw him get, they've got a problem, Joey, and I'm starting to wonder if he is even going to be the candidate, seriously. Or how long he'll be, if he is elected, how long he'll be in office.
We'll see with this VP pick. If, like, they're introduced with, like, a sacrificial knife. Like, this knife will usher in the new era of progress with our sacrifice, Joe Biden.
And he's inaugurated in the night of his, after he's inaugurated that night, he passes away in his sleep.
Right. Yeah. From a,
that's kind of morbid,
kinda
but like I'm just saying.
Kind of like that Pope we had for a while.
Yeah.
That got murdered.
Wait.
Yeah.
What Pope that got murdered?
There was a Pope that served for like 6 months after John Paul II.
Pope, well, that was the guy in the, that was the Pope and the Godfather. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Wait, I think Pope Benedict is still alive.
No, there was one. The before guy we Benedict got now is a, he's a commie.
Yeah.
But there was a guy that we had like 15 years ago who lasted only a few months. Look at the succession.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've forgotten. I'm sorry. I need to brush up on my papal succession.
See, you're younger than I am. You should not be forgetting. I'm the old fart that's not supposed to remember anything.
Well, sometimes I'm allowed to forget too, all right?
Well, I don't forget. That's my problem. Well,
okay, I'll be on top of all my papal happenings, all right? I forgot to read my College of Cardinals newsletter. Sorry,
Jim.
Jack Campbell.
See what you started, Jim? Are you happy now?
I don't read it, but I knew it.
What was that, Eddie?
I have to get a newsletter to know what the hell is going on.
Not in front of the people, Jack. We'll argue about this church later, all right?
Yeah. Good call.
Okay.
Good call.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care, Jim.
Yeah.
Now Jack's hanging up on me. You know, I didn't want to argue about the popes again. Especially not in front of everybody.
You guys, some things y'all can't talk about, and that's religion and politics.
Oh, well, now he's back. Oh, you're going to talk about the Pope again.
No, I don't have the hell that app. Somebody texted me said it was in the 70s. No, it was not.
Yeah, I think it was.
No, it wasn't in the 70s. It was more recent than y'all don't know nothing.
How about you do this? Look it up during the break.
Why should I look it up? I thought we had a researcher.
Because you're the one who brought it up.
Okay, I'm researching. I'm just laughing.
Please,
too hard.
Eddie. Guys, no. Please.
Damn it.
272-9228. Let's hit a break here.
Yeah. Let's call it a cooling off time, shall we?
This is part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth, expert when it comes to antique and estate jewelry. He's trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and because of that training, because he grew up in the family business there at Heirloom Jewelers, that's been here for over 40 years in the River Region, specializing in acquiring the very best antique and estate jewelry items. Well, Troop Booth can give you top dollar for all those jewelry items you bring in to sell, especially already finished pieces, gold and diamonds in particular, but also because all metal prices are up across the board. Even scrap metal, that stuff you might think is junk, you can get actually pretty good money for. It all begins with a phone call, 260-0066, 260-0066. Set up an appointment with Troop Booth. You'll stop by the showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road, and he'll look at what you bring in, and he'll give you a price, and if you agree on that value then and there, you get paid right then and there, converting that jewelry you never wear and never use into cold, hard cash. But also, if you're looking to buy fine antique jewelry items, well, you can treat yourself, you can surprise a loved one with a great gift, but really it comes down to whatever you need in terms of jewelry, Troop Booth has it. So 260-0066, whether to buy or sell, set up an appointment, or go to Heirloom Jewelers, AL.com. That's Troop Booth with Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here on News and Views from 9 to noon. Did you find out how wrong you are yet?
Well, there was one who lasted 33 days in 78, but it's... I'm pretty sure there was one this last 20 years that didn't last long. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, there's a Pope Emeritus out there, Benedict. And then Pope Francis is the current one.
Well, when was Benedict there?
After Pope John Paul, I believe.
For how long?
For a year or two. And then
he didn't...
But he's still alive. He actually, like, resigned as Pope. It was a
weird remember
thing.
Him, but, okay, well, hell, I'm wrong then. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Don't ever trust me again.
No, I still trust you. I still love you. I don't know why, but I do.
Well, you shouldn't.
We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
The electric slide.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, we hop off for a break, come back on, and after an argument over the Pope, Jack Campbell hangs up, and he's got things to do.
You know what? He can't handle the truth.
Yeah. That's right. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Thank you.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to somebody I don't think we've talked to before.
I don't think so.
Matthew. Hello, sir.
Matthew there?
I'm here, but I'm not Matthew.
No, that's not Matthew.
Who is this?
Perry.
Hey, Perry.
Hey, Perry.
Anyway, the Pope was John Paul I. And he died in 1978 after serving 33 days.
Oh, okay.
And that's why John Paul II took that name in honor of John Paul I, who died.
So it wasn't something that was a couple months ago.
Or a couple of years ago.
Right. Yeah, it was 78, so that's
78. What. Yeah, 10 years before I was born, Jack.
42 years ago or something.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Because John Paul II was there for about 30 years or something.
I thought so. That's the Pope I remember.
And then Benedict after
then
him.
Then we got Benedict, and now we got the one we got now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know that, and I'm not even Catholic.
Well, I appreciate it, Perry.
All right, tell Jack.
I will. 272-9228. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Man, I needed that laugh. That was good. Boy. I mean, hey, we all need a smile, baby. We all need a smile. Thank you for that. Hey, on just kind of touching base on like what John's call was about, giving them tracking us and the tracking. Brother John, that we gave him the permission. I mean, like, what we ain't already started giving up after 69, we gave up after 9/11. And we gave them, you know, it was, yeah, they, we supposed to be protected, but we gave it to them as security for our own feelings to make it to think that we secure. But now, looking back on it, we see where we messed up. But we're living in real time. We're steadily giving them more and more right now. And I don't even, you know what I mean, know where we go for that. Just like Rich, it's like these apps we got. Just take Rich Thomas, for example. He knows, his app knows where you at, wherever you are, if you join his thing, you give him permission to track you.
Yeah.
And it's so simple. We do it to ourselves. And I mean, what do we do to start back? Can we backtrack you? Where do we go from here? You heard some of the calls. I mean, a lot of it, the control is so above where we're looking at. I mean, can it be fixed? And I'm asking you point blank, can we get it back?
Actually, yeah, I think we can in terms of technology and also change law. Of course we can. Or else we could just sit here and go, yeah, we're doomed, screw it.
Well, I mean, that's what I want to know. Yeah. Should I mean, live for start back living for tomorrow, or, you know
live
what I mean?
For the day.
I mean, I know if we don't, but if you think 35 years ahead, I mean, you can't, you know what I mean? It's hard to live for tomorrow. I mean, you start thinking about what you're doing to your grandkids' life. And we sit here letting it happen again. Like TikTok is the most human. They don't want that in our homes because it's more like human interaction while we're still at home. You can't get
Wait,
that
you're
with
telling
no
me,
other
I, you know, for instance, there are TikTok videos out there some heavyset gal wearing too much makeup saying,
"Yes, I'm in the I'm Michael Jackson, and I've taken over this vessel."
It's a woman who claims she's possessed by Michael Jackson. Like,
did you smile?
You know I did.
I mean,
it was more a grimace, so I didn't cry.
But I didn't see that one. But I mean, I'm like,
well, there are others.
It's just a public way that freaks and people like myself that are a little bit lonely can get out there and put themselves in front of the world.
Lonely freak.
Yeah, man. I've looked at my I've done a TikTok with my daughter, man, and this month, and it always been, it's one of the most happiest moments I've had, you know what I mean, this past 6 months.
Yeah, I get that, Randall, but I mean, it's just one app. I mean, for every TikTok that we're not going to have, there'll be TalkTik tomorrow.
And also, Randall, if there's certain things that you, information you have, things you want to put down, you can say go old-fashioned and maybe write it down and keep it in a safe.
Oh, no, but I smile at myself, and so I know maybe somebody, I just look like a girl, I ain't gonna lie. I did that little suspicious thing. And I mean, and it made me smile, and I would have never done, it made me smile. But hey, you know.
Oh, wait, Facebook. So it's that app that can make it look like if Randall was a woman, this is what it would look like?
Randall?
No, I actually. I put my daughter. Yeah, I put my daughter's clothes on, she put mine on, and we did it. I don't, man. But look, if they shut us down, if they shut us down in October, you won't have that. And they shut down TikTok. That kind of, we can do videos in our homes, and it's more like we're together. You can't translate to no other app right now. That you can't do that with Instagram. Really, it's just so instant, and I don't know, man. It's a different type of way of thinking. I think the reason they want to shut it down is because of the humanity involved in it, and it keeps us close while they shut us down come October or November. Because we're definitely getting shut back down. And I think that's the reason that one app is getting picked on. Because Facebook, you give them permission to do the same thing TikTok's doing. I mean,
yeah, but isn't there another TikTok out there? I don't remember if it's Twitter that put one out. Somebody put another version of TikTok out there. It's just, it doesn't have a cool name. And it's basically a copy of TikTok. And nobody's picked it up yet. But they will.
But I hadn't called. I want to be true before I hang up. So I wouldn't be true myself. And I know people, I mean, this is my, you know, family. And I started back call yesterday because I knew Greg would give me but a minute. So I wouldn't have to really, you know, explain. Or I know you don't have to explain, but I turned the radio stuff off. I get another doctor call. I thought I'd have it by now, but at 4 o'clock today. It ain't nothing, you know, serious. I mean, but it just.
Well, whatever it is,
you know,
I hope you're all right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did what you said. I cut everything. I didn't listen to no radio door from Thursday.
No, it's good to take a Sabbath, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't cut it back on. I don't know. I don't know if I could live without you.
It's all right. What's that song say? How could I live without you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I just make that up. Yeah, sounds like a country song.
No, that's a song for real. That is a song. It's a beautiful one. Love y'all, man.
Thank you, Randall. Thank you, buddy.
272-9228. Let's go to who's on one? You don't know?
Yeah, I did know, but
while you're figuring that out, we'll go to Wonderful. Hey, Wonderful.
Hello. How are y'all?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I'm kind of getting off the, didn't hear whatever about the Pope. I've been running errands. But earlier I was listening when the guy called and talked about, you know, at schools there can be plenty of social distancing, but it's the bars where the people go. And he said, he talked about, you know, they're trying to blame people who've been on the beach. Mm-hmm. Same thing. They may be on the beach in the daytime, but where are they at night in the bars? Closer together and not outside, that kind of thing.
And then if you shut down the bars, people will just go to somebody's house.
Yeah, like they did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's going to be kind of same thing.
And then all these lonely freaks get on these dating apps and, you know, God knows what happened.
Some of us are just trying to make friends, Joey.
This is true.
Oh, you're just making friends?
Trying to make friends, Joey.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, sure. Anyway, sorry, Wonderful.
That's okay. The frustrating thing to me is, how long is it going to go on like this? You know, I live in the country. I work at home or from home, and I help take care of my mother who has cancer. And so I've quit going to church. I do the pickup at the store. You know, I order my groceries and whatever. But I miss being at church. I miss, you know, There's been a debate among my siblings, you know, as far as do you go to church and just wear a mask or whatever. And we've had several people in our church who have COVID. As a matter of fact, our former pastor's wife, you know, has been hospitalized. She's home now. She's still got it, and they're quarantined her. But, you know, it's just the question is, how long do we disrupt our normal life and give in? Is this now honestly the new normal? Is this something that we're going to be living with
until
for
the election
years? Year. Wearing masks and, you know, not having businesses open like they should. And how long? Well, there's no way to know the answer.
Right.
But how long are we going to allow it?
Well, people like yourself, you're not alone, and I'm right there with you. There are folks already trying to push against these new rules they're pushing down on us. And I think especially once you start to see even more clear evidence, hey, we really screwed up with these lockdowns. Hey, there are solutions to this that don't require shutting down all sorts of business. People will start breaking the rules if they want to try to maintain those rules that dictate those rules. And it's already happening. People are doing it quietly. And it'll continue. I mean, at worst, another few months. We'll see what happens in the fall with the virus, because there are some, you know, there's upticks in the virus and cases all around the world now where people are like, oh, they did so well with the lockdowns. Yeah, it's coming back. Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
And see, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place right now, because as long as my mom has cancer and she's 84, you know, and she's doing well, she's not in any pain or anything, but she's gonna die from this cancer.
Right.
And as long as I'm going to, you know, care for her, she's 24/7, we're with her, I will continue to, you know, stay away somewhat. We thought my son had COVID and he was tested, but he had been at my house a couple of days before. So I self-quarantined. I did not go and work with mom or, you know, relieve my sisters for a couple of weeks. He wound up not having it, but, you know, in case. So yeah, I understand me doing that.
Right.
But if mom wasn't in the picture, I think I would just pretty much try to go about life, fairly normally. I had been working at Winn-Dixie part-time, loved it because it was an outlet to see people.
Right.
But quit that early on because of mom. You know, I don't want to do anything to compromise her health. And, you know, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Just remember the knowledge and the wisdom of the Serenity Prayer, or just the idea that, you know, life is about reacting. You can control your reaction. You can control your attitude. It sounds like you've already made those decisions, taking care of your mother. And, I mean, and it's really that simple. It does get frustrating, though. I mean, how long is a good question. But nobody really knows exactly.
Right. And it's just, I feel like we're sheep. You know, there's so many of us, and I don't necessarily consider, I haven't always been this way, but I'm sort of a nonconformist. Mm. You know, I don't want to do, if you tell me don't touch that, somewhere, some way, I'm going to touch it. You know?
Can I quote you on that? That's my favorite.
But it's like, you can't tell me what to do.
No, but wonderful. That is by far my favorite thing said today on these airwaves. If you tell me don't touch that, I'm going to touch it.
I'm touching it.
I'm going to use that on those dating apps, actually.
There you go.
Thank you, wonderful.
We all have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
272-9228. Reverse psychology, Eddie. You heard it here. Yeah. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week's weather, much different than last week when we had so many showers and storms around. This week, we're going to be dry many days and hot. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-90s, heat index easily above 100, lots of sunshine, rain chances about 10% at best both days, lows at night in the low 70s. Thursday looks like a dry day, high temperature closer to the middle 90s. In fact, middle 90s on Thursday and Friday. Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours, but the rain chances are really small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Cole Plumbing. You need to save their number in your phone, 279-8919, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. Been in business since 1977. They very much pride themselves on the work they do for their customers on a daily basis, offering 100% satisfaction guarantees. They offer personal attention and support to you and your family, whether it's a big plumbing problem or a small plumbing problem. But, you know, small plumbing problems have a way of turning into big plumbing issues if you don't get on top of them quickly. That's why you got to save that number, 279-8919. And with most of those plumbing problems, Cole Plumbing, because they have this proprietary pipelining technology, can get in and solve the problem with precision and minimal discomfort to you and your home. It means you're not going to have a big hole dug up in your yard or a bunch of drywall torn out. No, again, with precision and expertise, minimal discomfort to you, Cole Plumbing can get the job done. Also, if you're just looking to get rid of that water heater, like that tank. You can get the tankless water heater system, especially for those of you who like to take those long hot showers.
Mm-hmm. Endless hot water, baby.
There you go.
Or cold plumbing. You got a family. And you
exactly.
They start taking all the hot water. Don't bother you none.
Right. And you don't have that race anymore in the morning to get to the shower first. 279-8919. Visit Cold Plumbing at coldplumbing.com. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
And also, folks, keep in mind, as I got a message from James Cole last night.
Yeah.
James' mother passed away yesterday.
Oh.
So say a prayer for her, him, the whole family. May she rest in peace. So sorry to hear about that, James. Yeah. I really am. And love you, brother. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Miss Pine Level.
Hey, Miss Pine Level.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hello, how are you? Good, how
are
y'all?
All good.
Well, that just made me even more madder than I already am because he hung up before y'all got to me. But I was going to tell him that I want one of these stickers.
I'll put down Miss Pine Level wants a bumper sticker.
I got it.
All right.
I'm so mad my doctor had to put me on blood pressure medication about 4 or 5 months
ago. Oh, good Lord.
Miss Pine Level, now relax a little bit.
I'm telling you. I had to get off the internet. I'll get so involved and stuff, get so mad. I had to quit for about a week.
That's what you have to do, though. Sometimes you just got to turn it off.
Then I said, well, let me check it. And I had to check it, then I'm right back. All right, guys. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 272-9228. Let's go to Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Joey. Is that Eddie with you today?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's gorgeous out here. A little warm, but very nice.
There you go.
I just wanted to ask you guys, have you had a chance to watch the debate on YouTube with Robert Kennedy Jr. and Dershowitz?
No, I have not.
Oh, my goodness, sweeties. Y'all need to get a hold of that. As far as I know, it's still on YouTube. You know how they like the censor.
Mm-hmm.
But, Dershowitz came out a few weeks ago saying that it was constitutional to force us into taking these vaccines. I don't know if you caught that one or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after that one came out, apparently Robert Kennedy Jr. got a hold of Dershowitz and they decided they would do a debate. It was very eye-opening. And you know what Robert Kennedy Jr.'s been doing for years, correct? With the lawsuits on, not malpractice, but the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, he basically goes through a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean this is like 20-plus minutes long, a lot of details on how the vaccine companies get away with what they're doing, where they were, when they were created, what they were created for, and why they don't have to be liable for a bad product, who basically is allowed to come out and say they had a vaccine injury. It has to be done 5-6 days after the vaccine when a lot of people don't know their child was damaged until later. You know, all kinds of things. But if you have a moment of time, it's a real eye-opener. Now, the one thing I did want to bring up, people keep wondering why Fauci, or she, however you pronounce his name, is pushing. Thank you. Why he is pushing this vaccine so hard and trying to discredit the hydroxychloroquine and all of this. Well, it's quite simple. It's money. You think about how much money has been put into developing this vaccine in the U.S. alone. We're not talking about in the world, just the U.S. Last I read, it was $600 million to develop it. I mean, to, you know, research it and get it out. It's another $3 billion that they're going to put in to make sure everybody gets some. That's a lot of money. So they got to get it back. And what better way of getting that back is to come out and say the government needs to mandate these vaccines so we're all safe. And the first vaccine that they've been working on, he came out and admitted it's only going to be like 60% effective. Well, there's some doctors that I have heard from that have said these experiments on the monkeys. They say it's successful, yada, yada, but there's a lot of side effects that they're not telling you about.
Right.
Yeah, of course. You know, we want to push this product, which gotta sound really good. 60% is not worth my time. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it anyway. I've never taken a flu vaccine, and I'm not going to start now. But it's just the idea that money talks, and they have such a powerful voice in our government. The lobbyists are tremendous.
Just add that to the list of many reasons to defund Washington, D.C.
Defund D.C. I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, I would. To hell with the
other.
They're going to push back. You're not going to be able to defund broadly, so hey, why not?
The CDC and, you know, Fauci's department, all these guys have been there way, way too long. Any power positions like that, you shouldn't have the same group in there continuously for generations. That's asking for trouble. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. They have literally figured out how to manipulate and make a fortune off of us. And they don't care if it hurts us or not. And that's what really bothers me. I'm thinking, Lord have mercy. Did you hear, you talked about the doctor from Yale, Rich.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie, and I got to run.
Thank you so much,
hey,
guys.
Thanks for
I appreciate
call,
it.
Thank you, Debbie. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the river region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May. Even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. There's breaking news that they're, and I'm looking at images and video of it now, a massive explosion in Beirut.
Yep.
Not really sure what caused it just yet, but the images are disturbing. I mean, that is disturbing. I mean, not quite. So the governor there compared it to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I don't know if it was quite an atomic mushroom cloud, but it is quite an explosion, disturbing explosion. So I wonder what caused that. But
yeah, no idea.
You said Jack is.
Yeah,
said
Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Well, I hated to jump off, but I had my helper here, and
okay.
They just left. So I called back because I didn't want to abandon you guys. And anyway,
tweet of
the
you,
show today.
Well, yeah, it was a good
Miss Pine Level called and said she hated that she got off before she was able to talk to you, but she'll catch
she wants a bumper sticker.
Her. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'll have them next week, and we'll distribute them to anybody who wants one.
Excellent.
Till we run out. I've ordered 1,000.
Good deal.
So I hope I'll have to reorder.
Them. Yeah, I do too. I'm really looking forward to seeing them, man.
I sent you the artwork, didn't I, Eddie?
Yeah. I'm just looking forward to seeing them on cars.
Oh, I am too.
I mean, it's just another thing that News and Views shows everybody listens. You're fixing to find out.
Everybody.
Who listens, showing?
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all can't do it. Everybody.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but you didn't say it as well as I did.
I agree with you, Jack.
Let's not. Let's, I thought we were done today. And then you call
we're doing
back.
All right. I'm about to hang up.
And then you're going to question how I say things.
Did you hear the caller that was talking about the Pope, Jack?
No, but I got chastised about being incorrect.
It was in the 70s.
I know. And Russ, one of our listeners, who loves to text me and tell me I'm wrong, informed me that I was wrong.
He must text you every day.
But he said, no need to apologize. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it.
Well, okay. Jack, I think you're all I got. And
all we got.
Makes me wonder how I got here.
Well, it was kind of by default, if you remember. and it was by the grace of God that I got to stay. So,
yeah, it's like that trap door opened. I fell and it right into this seat. I was like, oh, hey.
Into the fire, baby.
All right. Well, we are out of time.
Great evening.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll
take care, Jack.
Tomorrow, Joey, if not before. See you, Eddie.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Sounds great. Folks, we will be back bright and early tomorrow morning. News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll kick things off at 9 a.m. Dan Morris is live next. He'll be in studio. So stay tuned.